On this edition of Updates from the Post, Terry Kuhrl from Fort Hays State University's Music Department speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about the fall musical starting Thursday, The Drowsy Chaperone. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Thursday, October 3rd. This is the Post Podcast.
Here's why you're in here today, because tonight is the opening night of the fall musical.
The Drowsy Chaperone.
That's right, The Drowsy Chaperone. What's this show about?
It's a hilarious show. It's about a man played by Adam Flax, one of our seasoned veterans, who's in his apartment and he plays records. Yes, records, he says, albums of an old show from 1928 called The Drowsy Chaperone. It's not a real show. But then the actors come alive on stage. So then he narrates and they freeze. And then he says, here's the next scene. And there's a lot of fun. One time he puts on the wrong record and we play something that's totally unrelated to the show. And it's crazy.
Is this something that's been touring Broadway, this kind of show?
Well,
or is this an older show?
It won 5 Tonys in 2004, I believe. So, yeah, it's a very popular show. And just out for release.
Okay,
and
that's so, why I haven't heard a lot of it.
That's right. Tommy Williams got one of the first permission royalties to do the show outside of touring companies. So, yeah.
Very good. And how many people you have in the show?
We got 20 in the cast, 12, 15 in the pit. And, of course, half a dozen people working backstage, changing sets and so forth.
So you personally, do you control the pit or do you control the stage?
I control the music.
Okay.
I teach the kids their songs early in the rehearsal period, and then now I'm conducting the show, so I'm in the pit.
So do you all sit together going through the music in another room and getting it all down first, and then you come over to the stage area and you practice it with the actors to get the timing down?
We have two Sunday rehearsals 2 or 3 weeks before the show for the pit kids. They're great musicians, so they read through it, and they come back the next week, and we put singers with it, and then after that, it's like dress rehearsals, and they're ready to go. We do rehearse, you know, a few minutes each night before the show to touch up some things that went rough the night before. But they pick it up in a hurry. They're great kids, my instrumentalists, woodwinds, brass, percussion, strings.
And if somebody wants to go to this cool show, is it sold out yet?
Tommy said it's filling out, but no, it's not sold out yet. We open tonight at 7:30 and then Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Tickets are $10 for students and senior citizens, $15 for adults.
Is this over at Beach Schmidt or is it over at Molloy?
It's in Molloy.
Okay.
At Felton Start Theater, where the jester with his lute
statue
is out in front. And then Sunday afternoon, we close with a matinee at 2:30. So lots of opportunities to come and see it. Rainey Peacock, one of our longtime stars, is the Drowsy Chaperone. And her job is to keep Janet Vanderhoff in line. She's getting married. It's a fun show.
If somebody wants to get tickets and is worried that they're going to be sold out by the time they get to the gate, how do they get them ahead of time?
They could go online. Fort Hays website has tickets available.
And where would they go on the website?
To Department of Music and Theater, or type in a search box, theater.
Okay.
And it'll take you right to there, www.fhsu.edu. You could call our music department, 785-625-4355. 4533.
I would just start with the regular switchboard and get them to direct you there. That'll be the easiest way.
I'm not sure what hours the box office is manned, but people could come in and buy tickets direct. Or you could come, you know, early. Please come early and stand in line and get tickets at the show. But of course, if it's sold out. And our musicals have done really well the last couple of years.
Very good. Yeah. I think the musicals have always done very well. So shows, again, give me the times.
7:30 tonight, Friday and Saturday night, and then 2:30 Sunday afternoon, The Drowsy Chaperone.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming in and helping plug that.
Me.
And you'll have other shows you'll come in to see us about coming up
here. Yeah,
our
fall concert's coming up in 2 weeks. So
okay.
I'll write in again, and maybe Jeff Jordan will come with me, and we'll talk about our fall concert. Lots going on.